T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. We have a very special program today, and if any of our listeners in Western New York have seen the Jewish Journal with the Buffalo Jewish Federation, there's a very nice article, and it's in the March issue, about Kirk Douglas and the Torah that belongs to us. And there's a picture of two handsome men in the photo. Don't leave your Uncle Al out, but Uncle Al isn't here.
Right, he's responsible in a lot of ways for why we are here.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about Uncle Al.
He wrote the big check.
That's good. We like big checks.
Yes.
Our guests today are Rabbi Ori Bergman, who's in the photo, and Jeffrey Lapidus. And I've known Jeff Lapidus for 30 years because his mother was my chief assistant at Damon College. Betty Lapidus, a wonderful woman. A little bit of information about our guest. Rabbi Ori Bergman is the rabbi of KOT in Buffalo, New York. He grew up playing and teaching tennis, and after starting a career in law, he changed directions to be a community rabbi. Jeff Lapidus is a Buffalo businessman who has invested in many businesses and properties. Most visibly, he and his late brother Howard Lapidus, who is a very fine man, co-owned Yuck Yuck's Comedy Cabaret and co-founded Lapidus Entertainment. Now, in this article, it talks about Kirk Douglas, and I'm familiar with him because my daughter went to St. Lawrence University, and there are plaques and pictures all over the campus because he was a wrestling star there, and he also gave them millions of dollars. But it talks about Kirk Douglas being a student of the Torah. Why should someone be a student of the Torah?
So what does it mean to be a student of the Torah? A student of the Torah really means to be a student of life, to seek more, to want to be part of something bigger than what we are. And the Jewish people have always felt that the Torah is a guidebook, a manual for living, but everyone should really be a student of life, and a student wanting to know more. Just for instance, a wise person in Judaism is called a Talmid Chacham, a student of the wise. And that is a noble goal, which I know Kirk Douglas took to heart.
Jeffrey?
So the Torah is really a guidebook. In some ways, it's a history book. And in some ways, it's a story of our family. So Israel, Jews, started as a family with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And not only does the Torah relate stories about our ancestors, but it also does it in a format of actually pretty dramatic stories sometimes, talking about human relationships, talking about our relationships with the Almighty, talking about how, as the rabbi just said, how we how we live life and how we should live life.
Very good. This is very good information. Now, in this article that Rabbi Ori Bergman wrote, who's one of our two guests today, he talks about what it means to be Jewish. Now, we have Jewish listeners, we have Christian, we have Muslim, we have all listeners blanketing 17 states and half of Canada. What do you mean by being Jewish?
Being Jewish is really just about living fully, living now, living with strength, empowerment, and living in the present. It's embracing the challenge of the moment. It is about walking a thin line. You can call it the golden path, a balanced life. Never getting too comfortable here, never getting too comfortable there. And it's living with a sense of gratitude. Jewish in Hebrew is Yehudi. It's really from the word lehodot, to thank, to acknowledge. And every day, the first word we say in the morning is turning to our Creator and saying, thank you, I'm alive. And what does that mean? I need to live fully, embrace the opportunity. Every day is a new beginning.
Jeffrey, what do you feel about that?
Well, it's interesting because I come about it from a couple of different perspectives. I grew up in a relatively non-religious or non-observant family. We were certainly Jewish. We did many of the traditions, and I thought it was all about traditions. But I really didn't know, and my family didn't really know and didn't really teach us a lot of the lessons of the Torah. So some of it was rote, and it didn't mean as much to me. But by contrast, we were blessed to know my maternal grandparents and my maternal great-grandparents, who lived a town away in Rochester, New York, as did my uncle Al Oresti, who's the big sponsor here, along with his, my Aunt Julie. And they lived an observant life. And once in a while, a couple times a year, we'd go in and we would see what does this mean to be Jewish from their perspective. But I can tell you that I really didn't quite get it even then. In fact, I probably didn't quite get it until about maybe 5 to 7 to 8 years ago.
Now, are you seeking funds for these efforts with the Torah? Are you seeking funds from the community? And if so, where should checks be made payable? I presume tax deductible. And where should they be sent?
Yeah, it's a great question. Thank you. People don't realize when they see the scroll, a Torah is always written on traditional parchment paper, in scroll form. It's not in book form, and it's rolled up, and it's written by hand by an official called a scribe, and it's a very tedious and exacting process. It cannot have one mistake. It can't have one error, and it's really, really pretty expensive to do. So yes, we are seeking funds. Through the generosity of my Uncle Al and Aunt Julie, they've sponsored the bulk of the funds that are necessary, but not all of them. And their idea, and they've done this before, is to have, not to sponsor everything, but to have everybody involved in it. The last law of the Torah, or mitzvah, is to write a Torah. Now, you and I and even the rabbi aren't skilled enough to be able to craft and take the time to write an exacting Torah. But the obligation is met by even a donation of one letter in the scroll. And we have the availability to sponsor a letter for $5, as little as $5, or it's the 5 books of Moses that comprises the Torah. Each one of the books are available for, I think, $1,800.
Okay, where should people send checks?
We probably should have them take a look at our website.
Okay.
And that's ortzion.org.
O-H-R-T-Z-I-O-N.
Repeat that again, please, Rabbi.
O-H-R-T-Z-I-O-N, I am Canadian, .org. Okay. OritZion.org.
And that's a place to learn more about what we're talking about today. That's a place to be able to connect directly with the rabbi. That's a place to make donations in denominations of from $5 to $1,800 and various denominations in between. That's the place to find out about our event in terms of the dedication, which is this coming May 17th, Sunday, May 17th.
Give the details and the cost, please.
So the cost of the dedication party, if you will, or simcha, is open to the whole community.
It's just your presence.
Right.
Where is it?
Just show up. That's something that's – all the details are on the website, ortzion.org.
O-H-R-T-Z-I-O-N.
Okay.
And one of the things that Rabbi Bergman came up with was quite inspirational, and he's calling it 10,000 minutes of Torah. So we'd like anybody that has any interest whatsoever, even a cursory interest whatsoever, to not necessarily themselves learn 10,000 minutes of Torah, but just go to the website and join the website, get our newsletter, and from that, we'll send you, in Rabbi Bergman's words, about a minute worth of Torah learning, right? Doesn't cost anything. You don't have to make a donation. There's no obligation whatsoever. So that's a start to the cursory interested folks.
The website again, please, Rabbi, spell it.
It's ortzion.org, ortzion.org. And if I can
please
emphasize why it's an important initiative for the Jewish people, but for anybody, because perhaps the most important thing one could give money to, or one of them, for the Jewish people, is to write a new Torah scroll. It is the foundation of Jewish identity and Jewish pride. And it fills us with a lot of reverence. But to buy a letter and a scroll really means I want to be part of something bigger than myself. I want to connect to a mission that is bigger than myself. And to connect that with an initiative to study is because we all really need, and the most important question a person can ask themselves is, why am I here? What is my purpose? And that's the starting point of everything. The learning is the opportunity to start asking, what do I need in order to fulfill why am I here for? Who needs me? One should ask not what I need, but what am I needed for? So the learning, this Torah initiative, which you could check out, ortzion.org, ortzion, is really to push us in the direction of asking this most essential question, why am I here and what do I need to learn? And you'll find that there's resources there. It's about discovering who you are, discovering yourself in order that you could live your purpose, in order that you could be selfless. So you need to see what are the things that speak to you, whether it's character traits, whether it's how you spend your money, whether it's how you use your speech, whether it's how you approach the divine, however you want to define that, but and then you need to get yourself there, and that requires learning.
Very good. We're learning a great deal about this effort with the Torah. Our guests today are Rabbi Ori Bergman and Jeffrey Lapidus, a well-known Buffalo, New York business leader. If you're listening in Toronto, Buffalo, or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And we always read cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. A little plug here, ESPN 1520 is streaming. You can listen live by going to our website, ESPN1520.com, and clicking on the radio.com or listen tab. And Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ample Eagle. The Ample Eagle is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding recent guests, Erie County Sheriff Tim Howard, Victoria Damone, daughter of the famous singer Vic Damone, and Richard Earl, whose grandfather designed the Corvette and the Firebird and all the cars with the fins in the 1950s. That was his grandfather. Coming up, we're going to have the son of the President of the United States, Eric Trump, on this program, along with Congressman Tom Reed. So stay tuned. A little bit more information about Rabbi Ori Bergman. One of his favorite things to do is grabbing coffee with members of the entire community and with anyone interested in having a meaningful conversation. And Jeffrey Lapidus brought to Buffalo with his brother Howard Lapidus the great, late great Sam Kinison, Whoopi Goldberg, Jay Leno, Dennis Miller, Andrew Dice Clay, Bobcat Goldthwait, Rosie O'Donnell, Bill Schecht, Fred Stoller, Gilbert Gottfried, and Larry David, among many others. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about the Torah. You mention in this article that the Torah is a tree of life for all those that grasp it. How is that? Please explain that, gentlemen.
So I guess one needs to ask themselves, what does it mean to live? And it goes back to being selfless, responding to the question of, what am I needed for? Why am I here? And when a person can ask themselves that question, they can truly say, L'chaim, to life. The Torah, which is our divine manual, which is our God-given gift that he gave to the Jewish people, but to be shared, and the wisdom of it to be shared universally, is basically meant to get us thinking about how we can live with that mindset of, what am I needed for? What is bigger than me? How can I support other people? How can I be other-focused?
Jeffrey?
Yeah, Brian, I want to answer that two ways. One is I want to mention, because I don't think we have already, that in addition to little tidbits of Torah or a minute of Torah here and there, or sitting down and communicating with Rabbi Bergman personally, we've assembled hours and hours and hours of learning modules. They're Hollywood produced video. Actually, kids love them, and they're very, very professionally done. And they're on all kinds of different subjects, such as success, or such as anger, or such as universal issues that really affect us all. So people study Torah for decades and decades, right? The Torah is very learned on the surface, or it could be very, very deep. And we've got a lot of deep modules to do that. In specific answer to your question, though, in terms of the tree of life, it's very personal to me because, as Rabbi Bergman said, the tree of life is, and a Torah is known as Eitz Chaim. And and Eitz Chaim is first mentioned in the first book of Moses, or Genesis, or Bereshis. And it turns out that this Torah is sponsored by my dear uncle and Uncle Al and Aunt Julie, is in memory of my brother, who himself was a Hollywood storyteller. He was known for his work in radio. He was Michael O'Shea in the Buffalo area doing the post-game bills. He also, as you mentioned, discovered and managed stars like and made stars like Jimmy Kimmel and Dr. Drew Pinsky. It's almost like he was Michelangelo, looking at Michelangelo's quoted as saying, "I could look at some stone, he could see the artist in it. He could see the statue in there." And my brother could look at talent and understand someone like Jimmy Kimmel, when he met him, that could be a star of late night TV. But my brother's Hebrew name was Chaim. Now, paradoxically, Chaim in Hebrew means life. And it's one of the reasons that the Torah is the tree of life, right? So that's what gives us life. And this whole initiative is in large part in memory of my great and loving brother, Howard Lapidus.
Now, are we doing a challenge? Now, I know you said your Uncle Al and his wife gave this large donation. Is there a challenge to other people to match that, to grow this fund?
So basically, because this is, from my understanding, Al and Judy wanted this to be a community initiative.
And a children's unity Torah. To touch all children, every place, right?
So we need everybody to be involved, because there's a famous concept of what's called being a letter in the scroll. Like Jeff mentioned before, if one letter in the Torah is missing, the whole Torah is not considered a kosher, a properly written Torah. So the same thing about every person should see themselves as an integral part, an integral letter in the scroll, that they themselves are a necessary part of, they themselves are necessary to fulfill what they need to do. So taking part in this, in acquiring a letter, a sentence, a what's called a parsha, which is a section of the Torah, we are validating that value, that we're integral part of a very important purpose.
Again, where should people look for this website, and say it slowly if someone's trying to write it down in Rochester or Buffalo or Montreal or Florida?
So that should be orzion.org or O-H-R, Tzion, T-Z-I-O-N.org. That literally means Or is light and Tzion is Zion. So we're just trying to spread a little bit of light here.
We encourage all of our listeners to give and give generously for this wonderful effort. Again, you're listening to ESPN AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and Canada. If you have any thoughts or comments, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. A little bit more information about Rabbi Ori Bergman. He and his wife, Nora, are grateful every day for the busyness of raising their four cute kids. Jeffrey Lapidus mentioned his brother, Howard, who is known on Buffalo Radio, as you're listening to Buffalo Radio now, as Michael O'Shea. Moved and expanded Lapidus Entertainment to Hollywood and discovered and managed late-night talk show host Jimmy Kimmel, reality TV host Dr. Drew Pinsky, actor Tom Green, and TV show host Adam Carolla and Carson Daly. Wonderful family. Let's talk about, in this article, Kirk Douglas, again, a great actor. Everybody remembers him for his great role in Spartacus. And he was talking, the quote was, "You know, Rabbi, I love being Jewish." Why do you gentlemen love being Jewish?
So it's interesting, in the article, Kirk Douglas talks about being Jewish as being dramatic. And I've always had a magnetism for drama, never realizing that the Torah could be so dramatic. Mr. Douglas referred to the history of the Jewish people as one of drama. But I can tell you this, that I found myself about 7-8 years ago never thinking of learning anything about Torah whatsoever. But my loving daughter, Hallie Cohn, was there studying. It was surprising to me, to everybody in our family, that she was studying. She spent a year in yeshiva in Jerusalem. And I went to visit her. And when I went to visit her, it happened to be Shabbat, right? So that's the Sabbath where nothing really creative can be done. And I thought, he says, "Dad, what are you going to do?" I said, "Well, I'm going to, you know, I could be quiet and read all day. I've got a ton of stuff to read on my iPad." She says, "Dad, you can't keep Shabbos on your iPad. You can't use any electronics." I said, "What's wrong with this religion? Why doesn't it get with the program? We're in a whole different century now." And so what she wound up doing, she says, "Dad, do what you want to do." But she kept sticking things in my hands that happened to be Torah. It was about the story of the week. Each week around the world, that same Torah that can't deviate even by a letter is read all across the world. The same exact thing is read. And so here we're reading, and what are we reading? All of a sudden the earth, we're a rebellious people, and there's a rebellion going on amongst the rebellion, and the earth opens up, and people are swallowed, and the next thing I know, there's like an orgy going on, there's a dramatic ending to this whole scene, and I said,
dramatic.
Wow, this is like better than movies that I go to.
That's what Kirk Douglas would say.
Rabbi, how do you follow up on Jeffrey's performance?
It's hard to follow up. I would say in a little bit more of a subtle way. I've really just discovered that the journey of studying Torah and living Torah, it's about both of those, is about relationships and is about discovering oneself. It's about having real encounters and just being so present and aware of our relationships with God, with other people, with oneself. And it hasn't been an easy journey. And it's been a lot of ups and downs, but that's how it's supposed to be. And I've discovered, I'm typically the one who's been very hard on myself. But when you kind of look more into the Torah, it's really adapts itself to listening to what the person needs. And I'll just give one example. When we originally received the Torah, there's a narrative that says everybody started, we hear these Ten Commandments, after which we received the Torah, and everybody looked to each other and said, did you hear that? Did you hear that? And everybody understood something different, because God knew that everybody has their own story, everybody has their own way of understanding, everybody has their own language. And so God communicated in a way that everybody needs to hear. And the more I discover that I have my own personal purpose, in addition to being part of the rubric of Jewish life, it's just been very exciting and empowering.
Quickly, the website again, if somebody like wants.
So you're going
to
discover a couple of things on this website, which is orzion.org, O-H-R, or Zion, T-Z-I-O-N. org. You're going to see two opportunities. One is to take part in becoming part of this larger purpose of bringing in this new Torah to the town of Buffalo, okay, and to the Shul of KOT.
I'm sorry, we've run out of time. Thank you so much, Jeffrey Lapidus, business leader in Buffalo, and Rabbi Ori Bergman for their noble efforts with the Torah. Again, let us know if you have any thoughts or comments. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, director of production for the last 15 years. Thank you for enlightening us, Rabbi Ori Bergman and Jeffrey Lapidus.
Thank you, Brian.
Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.